Taking the time to settle and to trust. Remembering that just because the conditions now of the body and mind, just because they're limited or not perfect, doesn't mean that they have to be a cause for suffering. Rediscovering this willingness to be open and receptive, a simple but also all-embracing presence with the body, with the breath moving in the body, and with all the qualities of this mind that is aware of the body and aware of the breath moving in the body. The mind might be dull, might be restless, it might be patient or impatient, kind or aversive. So this all-embracing presence recognizes that it's like this now. Breathing in, experiencing the whole body just as it is. Breathing out, experiencing the whole body just as it is. Notice, if you can, even the most subtle ways that the mind is striving to fix the experience, to make it better. So instead of judging the experience now, allow there to be a simple discernment or comprehension, it's like this. Breathing in is like this. And naturally, the mind might notice that this all-inclusive, all-embracing, whole-body awareness is itself beautiful. Breathing in, experiencing the whole body. Breathing out, receiving the sensations of the whole body. Willing to be intimate with the whole body. This fearless and inclusive awareness is calming or soothing. It's basically soothing the mind-body relationship, healing the mind-body relationship. Breathing in, experiencing the whole body. Breathing out, experiencing the whole body. And noticing the natural arising of calm, or noticing what's in the way. So in the most simple way, the whole world of the practice, suffering and the end of suffering, is on display right here. Cultivating a simple, clear, all-inclusive awareness of the body and mind. Noticing the development of calm and joy and ease and quietness, inner peace. And of course, noticing what's in the way. So in this context of breathing in, experiencing the whole body, breathing out, experiencing the whole body, and experiencing the calming that comes, the joy and the ease and the peace that comes, notice what gets in the way. Notice the causes for stress, for the mind or the heart getting bound up, getting tight. Notice the natural process at times when all that weight, all that stress falls away. So in the sense we can learn from what we might call a bad sit, where there's a lot of struggle, we can learn how it is that that struggle comes to be, what attitudes, what view, what intention supports that experience of being bound up, being tight. So it's not about controlling, it's about understanding how it is, how things unfold. noticing all the little and big ways we shoot the second arrow. So when the experience of the body or the mind is unpleasant, does this have to be a cause for stress? Or when experience of the body or mind is pleasant, does the mind have to react, have to be tight in any way? In other words, can the heart, can the mind be free with the pleasant experiences and the unpleasant experiences and the neutral experiences? And if not, if the heart isn't free, if it feels bound or tight, burdened, heavy, how is that weight coming to be? Noticing all the little and big ways the mind rationalizes picking up the burden, getting tight. this willingness to be interested in the experience of stress or the heart, the body feeling tight, and then moments of release, freedom from that tightness. This willingness to be interested is compassion. A willingness to be close, a willingness to take care of this body and mind. And some expression of confidence or faith that being intimate, paying attention in this clear, non-judging way is really wholesome, helpful. There's something to see or something to learn here. We allow there to be a kind of curiosity. So, for example, if anxiety is present in the mind, in the body, then this wisdom, this curiosity, wonders, is this actually a personal problem, this unpleasant experience of anxiety? Yes or no? Does the heart feel burdened, tight, because of the anxiety? Or does the heart appear to be free, unburdened? Same with physical discomfort or any pleasant or unpleasant experience that might arise. In what way can this unfolding experience, sensations and thoughts and other phenomena coming and going. Is there a way for this unfolding experience Is there a way for it to be light or not a burden in any way?